I recently came back from a week-long trip in the slums of Manila in the Philippines. I'll be sharing our team's field report and my missions testimony with you today. I will start first with our field report. Our ministry outreach to Manila in the Philippines was from December 27, 2014 to January 3, 2015. Over the course of 1 week, we had services at 11 churches and did 10 home visitations. In total, we saw 182 people respond to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And in addition, 155 people responding to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Many of those who received prayer for the baptism of the Holy Spirit manifested his presence through tears and even falling under God's glory. Fire fell at every service. And there were 5 confirmed cases of 100% healing. In addition, several testimonies of partial healing and 11 people who received the gift of tongues. While in Manila, we partnered with Christ Life Prayer Ministries International, which was started by Pastora Francita Ucat 27 years ago. Christ Life has raised up 51 pastors and planted 32 churches in the slums of Manila. Our host pastors were Pastor Joseph and Pastor Ezekiel, who themselves have been raised up by Christ Life, and Pastora Janet, who is the daughter of Pastora Francita. As a team, we prepared children's dance worship songs, skits, and readied ourselves to preach. We ministered with the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire, released the gift of tongues, sought physical healing and salvation. But through it all, our ministry was marked with the kingdom culture of honor. We went out of our way to honor the native pastors. At times, God called forth the pastors to be prayed for by the children of the ministry. Other times, the team directly prayed for and prophesied over the pastors and leaders. For many local pastors, it was the first time they had ever been publicly honored in this way. And time again, they teared up, receiving deep healing, and being built up to continue the work of ministry in greater power. John 5:23 says, "All will honor the Son, even if they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." We believe God was honoring his sons on this trip, and we thank you for sending us to bring his kingdom in this way. And now I will share my personal testimony. For this trip to Manila, my theme verses were Isaiah 61:1-2, which reads, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty for the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God." If you're a member or a leader here at New Philadelphia Church, you know these verses well. They represent the vision of our church. And for a long time, I had understood why these vision verses were so important. However, it was in Manila that I realized that through Isaiah 61, we actually have a spiritual inheritance in the nations. We as New Philadelphia Church have spiritual leaders like Pastor Christian and Pastor Aaron, who provide us with rich teaching on Isaiah 61. As members of this church family, we receive this teaching, and by God's grace, they have taken root in our hearts and in our lives. And as my missions team and I ministered, I realized that God has sent us to be vessels of his Holy Spirit to impart the power and truth of Isaiah 61 to the Filipino people. The Isaiah 61 vision is not meant to be contained within the four walls of this church, New Philadelphia. It's meant to empower the global church. Thus, as our team ministered in the Manila slums, we consistently released the fire of God and the culture of honor to raise up believers. We did not stop at just blessing the local church. We sought to empower. At one service, Pastor Susie preached a challenging word to Christ Life Church located in Sukat, which is the central MPWM church in Manila. Many other churches and outreaches have come from this church. Pastor Susie preached that the Filipino church has an anointing for worship and that the Korean church carries an anointing for fiery prayer. She went on to say that God calls us to pray as Jesus did with the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, and that our response should be fiery prayer. After the sermon, Pastor Susie led an altar call for a revival in prayer and intercession. 45 out of 59 adults responded, and as our team prayed and released the fire of God, many wept and fell under his glory. Pastor Susie led another altar call for people who felt called to be prayer warriors specifically for the church and for the Philippines. One woman responded, and she was powerfully touched by the Holy Spirit. This sermon and the altar call set the tone for the rest of the trip, that we as a team were called to release the fire of God and empower the churches as intercessors. In addition to releasing the fire of God, God used us to establish the culture of honor. One service that stands out was actually in the video. It was at Christ Life Wedding Memorial Church in the slums of Green Valley, which is a part of Manila. Here we ministered to about 50 kids and some young adults. The pastors, Pastor Ira, and her husband, Pastor June, have been faithfully discipling and ministering to the children from that slum for 7 years. And several of those children are now leading worship, they're teaching, and they're going to college. At the end of the service, we had all the kids and young adults and the children lay their hands on Pastor Ira and Pastor June and bless them and pray for refreshment. As the children and young adults prayed, the pastors were weeping and being powerfully touched by the Lord. And no one in their congregation had ever prayed for them or blessed them as their leaders. In total, we ministered to 11 different churches, and six of those churches, we had members bless the church leaders, and we ourselves blessed them too. Our team made it a priority to honor and recognize those who have been pillars in the ministry. The last day of our trip, we took time to encourage Pastor Ezekiel, his wife, Sister Camille, and Pastor Joseph, the three pastors who created our ministry schedule and hosted us while we were in Manila. Pastor Ezekiel said he had never received that kind of encouragement before. He was so blessed and inspired to the point where he knew he had to bring this culture of affirmation and honor to his own church and ministries. Praise the Lord. Yeah. In addition to releasing grace for intercession and honor, the Lord also used our team to release the fire of God. It was easy because God was using us to release what we as a team were already living out prior to the trip. And as we were ministering in the field, I grew in discernment, in boldness, and in my capacity to love. The altar call after Pastor Susie's sermon on prayer was the first time I'd ever prayed for people to receive the fire of God. And it was fun and powerful. It was amazing to see brothers and sisters getting transformed and empowered through the same Holy Spirit who had transformed me. After the altar call, I was so confident that God had set me apart as a vessel for his Holy Spirit and to take what I have, what I've received, and to impart it to the nations. At every church and home we ministered at, the fire of God fell, God's people were empowered, healed, saved, and set free from bondage. At one point in the trip, one team member said, "It's like we're living in Bible times." He said it like this with his hands open. My team and I agreed that we literally did all the things listed in verses 1 and 2 of Isaiah 61. If you go on to read verse 9 in Isaiah 61, it says, "Their offspring shall be known among the nations, their descendants in the midst of the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the offspring of the Lord who has blessed them." This is now my prayer for the Philippines, verse 9, that the world would know that they are a people who the Lord has blessed. And personally, I'd like to thank everybody who prayed for and financially supported our trip to Manila. We could feel your prayer and your covering while we're on the field. So thank you. I just want you guys to know, for everyone who prayed and supported us, that the blessing and the inheritance that I've received from this trip is not just for me, it's your inheritance too. You played a vital role in seeing the kingdom of God move in the Philippines. So thank you for all that you sowed in. Thank you. And be expectant for greater testimonies and for God to continue to do great things in the Philippines. Thank you, and God bless.